From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel, broadcasting today from the U.S. Capitol. Here in the rotunda, beneath the domed ceiling that's adorned with an artist's rendering of the apotheosis of George Washington, below the circular frieze that depicts American history from Columbus's landfall to the Wright brothers' takeoff, the members of Congress and celebrities, Tony Bennett, Richard Gere, Carol King, mingled with the tourists. And the narrations of the tour guides sounded a little more momentous than usual.
I'm Barbara Sirota, your guide today. This is the historic moment when the 110th Congress will be sworn into office at 12 noon, both on the House and the Senate side. And on the other side of the building, that way, through that doorway, in the south wing of the building, we have the United States House of Representatives. As of today, the new Speaker of the House, in a historic moment, is a woman for the first time, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi,
PELOSI. The state of California is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 110th Congress, having received the majority of the votes cast.
That's the Clerk of the House of Representatives, Karen Haas, earlier today. Nancy Pelosi now follows in the office held by the likes of Henry Clay, Nicholas Longworth, Sam Rayburn, and most recently, Dennis Hastert. But unlike any of her predecessors, she is a woman. When John Boehner, the Republican House Minority Leader, rose to hand her the gavel, he made note of this historic first.
My fellow Americans, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, today is a cause for celebration.
And when Nancy Pelosi herself addressed the House, she said women had been waiting over 200 years.
Never losing faith, we waited through the many years of struggle to achieve our rights. But women weren't just waiting. Women were working. Never losing faith, we worked to redeem the promise of America that all men and women are created equal.
Robert, as we watch this, it looked as much like a family gathering as a national civic event. There were a lot of well-dressed children out there on the House floor.
There were. Nancy Pelosi was positively draped in grandchildren as she sat during the roll call election, which made her the speaker. And before she actually lowered the gavel for the first time as speaker, she invited all the children in the House chamber, and there are many, many children, children of members here, to come up and touch the gavel themselves. It's a very touching event.
So what's on her agenda?
Well, first of all, rules of the House that emphasize better ethics, you know, no trips paid for by lobbyists, and also a greater civility, observance of the rules say that a 15-minute vote is really only a 15-minute vote. And Mrs. Pelosi sounded what has become now a Democratic theme ever since the Clinton administration, the theme of fiscal restraint.
After years of historic deficits, this 110th Congress will commit itself to a higher standard. Pay as you go, no new deficit spending.
And that sounded very much like a play on the first President Bush's campaign pledge of no new taxes. She and the Democratic leadership in the House have focused on six big issues for the first 100 hours of legislative business, to enact more 9/11 Commission recommendations, to raise the minimum wage, allow stem cell research, let the federal government negotiate prescription drug prices, cut interest rates on college loans, and end subsidies for what they call big oil.
Quite an ambitious agenda, but first up for consideration today were ethics reforms.
Yes, and the Democrats have already approved some ethics reforms which ban gifts and travel paid for by lobbyists. The new Democratic majority seems committed to delivering on two conflicting messages that they read from the electorate. First, act quickly on the issues that Speaker Pelosi has set up for the first 100 hours of legislative work. If need be, ram them through. But second, run the House more openly, more fairly than the Republicans did.